Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am...
Superman Michael.
Superman Michael. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm Superman? I'd rather be Batman. But okay, I'll be Superman.
How about Spider-Man?
He's kind of boring these days.
Boring? What's that?
Well, I don't know. They've made 5 movies about him, and he's just still the same guy.
Batman is the... Oh, I see.
Yeah, and here's Wonder Woman Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, they haven't made a Wonder Woman movie, have they? Not in a long, long time. Anyways,
no. Today
we're not talking about superheroes.
We're talking the Black Widow.
No, we're not talking about that either. Huh? We're talking about cars and a certain special kind of car that you might find going around your neighborhood every day, except on the weekend. It's the mail carrier car. We're going to learn some interesting things about the postal carrier, the mail carrier, the postman, and the cars, the special cars that they drive in America. So let's find out about this stuff.
A plus encyclopedia.
Transportation. Left or right?
Why do American mail carriers sit on the right side of the car? A. Because it's more convenient for them. B. Because the right seat is more comfortable. C. Because they can drive faster if they sit on the right side.The answer is A, because it's more convenient for them. Just like in Taiwan, American drivers sit on the left side of the car. However, American mail carriers have special cars, Grumman Long Life Vehicles, LLV. In these cars, the driver's seat is on the right side.This makes it more convenient to deliver mail. Mail carriers don't have to get out of the LLV and walk around to put letters in the mailbox. Instead, they can stay in their seat and still reach the mailbox. This allows them to save a lot of time and deliver mail to people more quickly.
Transportation.
Bicycle. Bicycle. Motorcycle. Motorcycle. Truck. Truck. Bus. Bus. Train. Train.
Okay, so mail carriers, as we said, are the people who bring letters and boxes and things like that to your house and to many places all around the world.
Are you talking about mailmen?
Yes, mailmen, but they're not mailmen because some of them are women.
Oh.
We can't say mail ladies. That just sounds weird. So we say mail carriers.
就是邮差了。
Like we say police officers and not policemen or policewomen. Police officers. Covers everybody. Mail carriers. Covers everybody. If you're a boy or a girl, man or woman, you can still be a mail carrier. Now, the question here is, why do American mail carriers sit on the right side of the car?
Because it's convenient for them to open the door and deliver the mail.
Well, that actually kind of makes sense, but it's a little
weird. On the right.
We should explain, as many people know here in Taiwan, in America it's the same.If you're driving a car, you usually sit on the left side of the car, right?
Yeah.
And you're not on the right side of the car,
you're on the left.
But in America, the mail carriers have cars where they sit on the right, which is different from everybody else in the country. Why is that? Okay, I will give you some choices. Choice A, because it's more convenient for them. All right, if something's convenient, it's easy to use, it's not difficult, it only takes you a few seconds, right?
对啊，
应
该就是 A 吧，比较方便啊。
Right. B, because the right seat is more comfortable. The left seat is very hard, the right seat is very soft.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Why don't they have the same seats?
对啊。
That seems...
座位应该是一样的。
Okay, C, because they can drive faster if they sit on the right side...And, of course, mail. Everyone wants their mail very quickly,so maybe they can drive faster because they're on the right side and not the left like other people. I would say no, because most people learn how to drive on the, on the left. So if you move them over to the right,it would be like, it'd be weird. You know, it'd be kind of strange.
而且打挡还要用左手来打挡。
Yeah,
exactly. 所以我觉得应该是 A.
You're going to go with A. Okay, the answer is A, because it's more convenient for them. Now, of course, you thought about this because you're so smart. Most of you might think the same thing. Yeah, because the houses, the places you're putting the mail...are on that side, right? You're driving and the house is here and you can jump out of the truck or the car very fast.
Or even just open the window and throw away the mail.
Well, you could do that. People would be angry, though, because the mail might blow away.
But it's faster.
Yeah, or sometimes they do have those little boxes, the little letter box, and they can just open it, you're right, and just reach in there and keep going. And, of course, in the winter, if it's raining...much more comfortable for the drivers. So there you go. The answer is A. It's more convenient. It says, just like in Taiwan, American drivers sit on the left side of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Normal drivers, right? Like your mom, dad, taxi drivers, all the drivers in Taiwan, even bus drivers are on the left. But in England and Japan, of course, they sit on the right side. It's totally different.If you've ever been there, you have to be careful when you're crossing the street in Japan, too. Because you might look this way, thinking the cars are going to come, but you have to look that way, because the cars could be coming over there.
哎，不过我觉得这边可能要特别解释一下，因为以我们这种不是啦，也不是以我的年纪，是以读者的这个年纪呢，通常还没有开车，所以可能没有特别去注意到，就是说驾驶者到底是坐在哪一边。像台湾跟美国一样，驾驶者 driver 他都是在车子的左前方，然后都是靠左边，就是我是说驾驶者在车子里面哦。可是，在英国跟日本刚好是相反，他们的驾驶者 driver 是在车子的右边的。所以美国的邮差一般来说在美国开车还是要坐在左手边啊，因为驾驶座就在左边，可是邮差他的驾驶座位呢就是刚好在右边。
That's right. Now why do they have these strange cars? It says American mail carriers have special cars. It's called the Grumman Long Life Vehicle, or LLV for Long Life Vehicle, made by this company Grumman. Yeah, you've heard of GrummanFamous company. Actually, it's weird because they make a lot of airplanes. Did you ever see Top Gun, the movie with Tom Cruise, and he's flying the fighter jets?
Pew, pew, pew. 我知道 Tom Cruise.
The plane he's flying is a Grumman F-14.
Okay.
So think about that. Here's a company that makes really fast, super cool fighter jets and mail trucks. That's kind of weird. It's like Mercedes-Benz makes a car and a bicycle.It's kind of a little different. Anyways, they make very special vehicles. A vehicle basically is like a car, a truck, a bus, almost anything that carries people around. Even a bicycle could be called a vehicle.
对啊，所以只要是交通工具啊，不管是有没有用电的，脚踏车啊 ，bicycle, 摩托车啊 ，motorcycle, 小绵羊啊 ，scooter 啊，或者是车子啊 ，cars, 他们都是交通工具，甚至火车、飞机、游船、轮船都叫做 vehicle, V-E-H-I-C-L-E.
That's right. And just like you guessed, the vehicle, and the driver's seat on the right make it more convenient to deliver the mail because they can just put it outside.
Yeah.
And when you're a mail carrier, if you drive a motorcycle for Pizza Hut, or if you're a doctor bringing a new baby into the world, deliver is a very important word. We deliver things when we're bringing something very important and special from one place to another. Mail to your house, pizza to your stomach, or a babyto a new mother, right? A doctor will deliver a baby. It's the same verb.
A doctor?
Yeah, but they don't do it in a truck. They do it with their hands in a hospital. But still, the idea here is it's a very important special thing, and it has to be brought carefully, just like your Christmas present or your extra large cheese pizza.
对啦，也是啦。不过我们比较常见的呢，这个 deliver 的意思比较不会是那种接生的动作，但是原本的这个意义还是差不多的。不管是这个送披萨的 deliver， 递送什么东西啊，或者是邮差啊、送信啊的这个送，把东西很小心的送到你的手里，这个动作就叫做 deliver。Deliver 叫做递送，或者是医生所谓的接生咯。
That's right. So with this seat on the right, it says mail carriers don't have to get out of the LLV. They can stay in the car. They don't have to get out and then walk around to put letters in the mailbox, which is, of course, what they would have to do. You could also think they do this hundreds of times a day. And if the truck was here and cars are going by,
right,
it could be dangerous for the mail carriers to get out because they could get hit by a car.
一方面是除了 convenience 比较方便之外，一方面应该也有一些 safety 的考量。因为如果是真的是从左边开门的话，那车子从旁边过也很危险啊。他们每一户人家可能都要送个信或者送个包裹之类的，所以直接开右边的门是最方便。
And of course, like we know in the cartoons, mail carriers already have enough danger from dogs.
And geese, goose.
Really? They attack a mail carrier?
They bite them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, stay in the car. It says instead of walking around, they can stay in their seat, open the window or open the door, and still reach the mailbox.
所以那个 mailbox 其实就是我们的信箱啦。像我们的 email box, email 的 mailbox 也叫做信箱啊。虽然我们好像看不见，但是那个实体的信箱还是叫做 mailbox。所以甚至是窗户一打开，手伸出去，伸手就可以送到的这个动作，伸手就可以拿到的动作就叫做 reach, R-E-A-C-H, reach.
All right. This allows them, of course, to save a lot of time and deliver mail to people more quickly. So it's safer for them, it's more convenient for them, and it's also better for us, because that means the mail carriers can bring more mail to people every day than if they were, you know,wasting time walking around everywhere.
对啊，不过其实你知道吗，在台湾还是比较方便一点，因为我们的 mailman 啊。
They have a motorcycle.
对。
Well, they do the same thing though, because sometimes they just drive on the sidewalk.
对啊。
And just deliver the mail from the bike. Yeah.
But in America.
No, you can't drive on the sidewalk in America.
And
even a bicycle. If you drive your bicycle on the sidewalk where people are walking in America.People will get angry, or the police might even tell you, go in the street. Yeah, well, you know, because old ladies might be on the sidewalk, and if you go by on a fast bicycle, or sometimes you come out of a building, right, if someone comes along in a bicycle, it's just because bicycles move so much faster. But anyways, mail carriers in America have a pretty good special car. That's interesting. All right, guys, we'll be back with a little bit more. Okay, so...Mail carriers, I always thought, now when I grew up in Canada, mail carriers didn't have trucks. They didn't have motorcycles. They had 2 feet.
Not a bicycle?
No, they just had a big bag and they would walk around. No, it's true. They would walk around very quickly. Yeah. It's true. In my neighborhood, there's lots of houses and they would just walk around really fast, even in the winter, even in the snow.And they would bring the mail every day on time. It was quite amazing. I always thought they must be very strong. Because, I mean, think about it. Around Christmas time, they'd probably have a very heavy bag. I don't know. Actually, maybe at Christmas they would use a car or something. But I remember in the summer they'd have their shorts and their little socks, you know, and their baseball hat. And they would walk around very fast, too, doing their work.
Anyways, 等一下我来 Google 看看是不是以前加拿大的邮差真的都用走了。你也可以 Google 看看哦。
Hello, this is Dana. Please call me back.
Hello, this is Dana. Please call me back.
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim. 我们今天要继续跟大家讨论英文的电话用语。假设今天你打电话找你的朋友。电话转进了云信箱，该说些什么才好呢？ 这边教大家一句很实用的句子 Hello, this is Dana, please call me back 表示你好我是 Dana, 请你回电假设今天是我打电话去找我的朋友他刚好没接我就可以留言说 Hello, this is Tim, please call me back 你好我是 Tim, 请你回电英文中打电话去找对方的时候不会像一般面对面的自我介绍一样会说 Hello, I'm Tim 而是说成 Hello, this is Tim 这是跟中文不一样的用法同学们特别要注意哦而后方的 call somebody back 就表示回电的意思 Please call me back 就表示请你回电但假设今天接电话的是你但你刚好在忙你就可以说Can I call you back later? 我可以稍后再回电给你吗？或者直接说 I'll call you back 我等等回电给你希望今天教的句子大家都有记起来接着就让我们复习一下今天的例句吧小聚会我们下次见咯
Hello, this is Dana Please call me back
Hello, this is Dana Please call me back
Chat. Can I go out to play?
Sure, as long as...
As long as I want. 可以想玩多久就多久吗?
As long as can be used to say that something must happen before something else can happen. 也就是说只要事件或是条件一成立的话呢事件二或是条件二也就会成立哦像是妈妈常常对我说 You can go out as long as you promise to come back before 10 p.m. 所以只要我保证晚上十点前回家我就可以出去玩哦 Or 每次像是去聚餐的时候大家都想说到底要去哪里吃啊我都会这样说 I don't care where we go as long as the food there is good 我不在乎我们去哪里吃只要那边的食物好吃就好了不过呢聪明的你可能会联想到说 as 后面接使用词或是副词再接 as 不就也有和什么一样怎么样的意思呢因此今天的片语 as long as 不就是等于像什么一样长这样的意思没有错 as long as 也可以指和什么一样长 for example my hair is as long as yours或者呢像是每次表姐和我去看奶奶的时候奶奶奶就会很热情的和我们说 You two can stay here for as long as you want 这里的 long 就是指时间的长短哦你们想要住多久就可以住多久的意思不过别忘记哦我们一定要在 as long as 前面加一个 for 因为 for 接上一段时间是用来表示多久的时间
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以今天我们学到 as long as 有着只要怎么样就怎么样而且呢它可以用来表示和什么一样长的意思哦注意如果要表示多少时间要加个 for 在前面
A plus Encyclopedia
TransportationLeft or right?
Why do American mail carriers sit on the right side of the car? A. Because it's more convenient for them. B. Because the right seat is more comfortable. C. Because they can drive faster if they sit on the right side.The answer is A, because it's more convenient for them. Just like in Taiwan, American drivers sit on the left side of the car. However, American mail carriers have special cars, Grumman Long Life Vehicles, LLV. In these cars, the driver's seat is on the right side.This makes it more convenient to deliver mail. Mail carriers don't have to get out of the LLV and walk around to put letters in the mailbox. Instead, they can stay in their seat and still reach the mailbox. This allows them to save a lot of time and deliver mail to people more quickly.